Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I'm an inclusive dating empowerment coach, certified sex educator, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 12 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them to improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives intersecting with identity, orientation, and lifestyle. Relationships and friendships are not one size fits all, but boundaries, consent, and respect are important parts of a dating process to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening.
I just wanted to pop on live real quick. I just finished my workshop around the new masculine and masculinity and what it means to be masculine. And it was so great. My panelists were awesome. The participants were awesome. And I just wanted to pop in here and bring on some of the panelists to talk about their takeaways from the conversation around what it even means to be masculine or what masculine even is. And so I'm going to bring them on here one at a time. Here we go. We're going to start with Kevin Patterson, polyamory educator. And, you know, Kevin was dropping gems. Hi again. Yay.
Hey.
So we just did this whole hour and a half long talk about masculinity and what it means to be masculine and who makes up these rules. And so what's like one takeaway that you got from all the awesomeness everyone shared around what it even means to be masculine or what any of the masculine things we talked about?
I think one of the major takeaways is that like, we need more people who are willing to be buzzkills. We need more people who are willing to like work intentionally towards being positive with their masculinity. We need more role models. We need more modeling in general. Like, I know for me, like, I like looking at Captain America and Steven Universe, where no one looks at Captain America and forgets that he's manly, but he uses his strength, he uses his responsibility, uses his personal ethic, like in ways to protect and defend and like to help people, you know. So I think we just need more of that, you know, because we already get lots of the other thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So modeling good, positive masculinity, calling people out. You brought up so many good points about not enabling toxic masculinity or toxic behavior in general, and calling people out in a certain context or calling people in a certain context. If you see them doing something that's effing harmful for someone else.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. Like the thing that I like to do is like I try not to divorce myself of it as if like I'm somebody who's different or better or more, you know, enlightened or anything like that. Like, but when I see a friend of mine, you know, saying something or doing something that reads to me as problematic, I say like, hey, is that who we're trying to be? Is that the group is that the group that we're in? Is that what we're doing right now? You know? And so now it's like, not only do you have to take responsibility for it, but I do as well. And the whole group has to take responsibility for it. So if my man's going to be problematic, he's got to be ready to label all of us problematic. And everybody has to be willing to be problematic alongside him. And not everybody's there for that. And you know, cause I'm not there for that.
No, I appreciate you saying that so much. I mean, it is kind of, it's a reflection on everyone in the group, right? And so, yeah, I also, really quick, I want to say, I so appreciate you saying, calling someone in, like saying, hey, like, did you notice that, I don't know if you meant to come off like this, but I'm seeing this. I think framing it in that way is interesting because I don't think everyone's always aware of their actions and their behavior or how it's landing on other people or how it's affecting other people. So bringing it up in the context of, hey, I don't know if you noticed this, or I just want to say, hey, that thing that you said or that thing, it just how I saw it, it kind of felt like this. I think that's a softer way than being like, hey, you did. It's just a nicer way to call someone in about the behavior and bring awareness what they did or doing. Yeah. Oh, Kevin, you're the best. So
hey, I'm glad to be here.
Yay. Thank you so much. And so I hope everything's going okay in snowy Philly going forward there. But I just, thank you so much for being a part of the workshop today, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, and thank you. And I'm going to go see how much of my car I got to go dig out.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wear something warm. Okay?
Yep.
Bye! Okay, so we are going to pop in now with, I'm going to bring up Hernando Chavez. He was on the panel as well, and I've known Hernando a long time. I've actually known Kevin a long time, too. Woo! There's my phone sliding there. But we're going to bring Hernando on just to talk about his final thoughts about the panel. Hi, Hernando.
Hey, hey, Aaron. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for being a part of today. Like, honestly, you're great. You slide in kind of stealthily. Like, I'm like, he's pretty quiet over there. And then you drop a bunch of, like, bunch of awesome stuff in our laps for us. And so what's something that you took away from what everyone was sharing today about positive masculinity, what it even means to be masculine, or why we've come up with these ideas of masculinity? That's a whole lot, but is there one or a couple things that you can share that you took away from the workshop?
I think all of us in our own different way are all coming from the same place of needing to find a blended form of expression of energy, maybe like fusing some of what we traditionally see as masculine and feminine when it comes to traits, and that we don't need to demonize feel inferior if we experience sort of a blended, you know, experience of our masculine and feminine sort of energies. You know, when you think of things like assertiveness or independence or strength, we sometimes attribute those to being masculine, but I think those are also feminine traits as well too. And we have to start after acknowledging that, for example, if I ask a client, describe these traits of masculinity, and they say something like that, and they might say, well, my favorite basketball player, LeBron James or Michael Jordan, has that, or, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has that, or some Avenger has that. I also say, well, you know, that's also sounds like Harriet Tubman too. I mean, that's a person who was assertive and fierce and had strength and courage and bravery. I mean, these are not traits that are singular to just one gender. And so I think all of us in our own way, we're trying to dismantle and deconstruct sort of this bi-gender kind of perception of these traits, when in fact, I think there's a lot more fluidity and a lot more sort of integration that we all possess. And some people use a term like androgyny for like that fusion of the masculinity and femininity. I think some people don't even use labels. They just sort of want to lean into how all of these different traits can be both positive and encouraging in their life and relationships.
Oh, you know, beautifully said. You know, I think we're all trying to, as educators, a lot of us are trying to get beyond the binary of it all. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, there are variations from the two things spectrum of feminine and masculine. And again, who makes up these rules for what it should be or shouldn't be, or who's the pinnacle, like, benchmark of who we're measuring ourselves to? So yeah, there was so much we talked about in all those realms, and mm-hmm. I just appreciate your insights so much. And I think that's important too, that we have professionals like yourself, you know, you're a professor as well, teaching this, because again, a lot of this wasn't really taught, or we were taught a certain way, especially those of us who grew up in like 80s, 90s, like way back, you know, and it's like, we learned a lot of binary ways of being. And so it's kind of, there's an unlearning happening even for us to teach. And so I think it's a beautiful thing to see my fellow educators, like embracing that unlearning and relearning of things.
Yeah.
Yay, Hernando. Thank you so much for your time. It's so
good. You're welcome. Thank you for having us. It was wonderful. I hope people get a lot out of it.
Yay. Me too. And I hope to see you soon. We'll be in touch. Whatever. I know I'll see you soon.
Bye. Thank you for doing such great work, Aaron. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Hernando. That means a lot. Oh, bye. Okay. So our last panelist that's popping up here is Manajay Beatty, and I'm so excited. Manajay was on my last panel around queerness, that conversation, and she came back to this one around masculinity, what it means to be masculine energies, all the things, and there she is. Hi, Manajay.
Hi.
Welcome back. Good to see you so quickly again after, you know, being on a Zoom with you for an hour and a half. What's a takeaway that you had from the workshop today around masculinity, what it means to be masculine, masculine energies, toxic masculinity. Like, there's so many things. Can you give just something that you were like, wow, awesome, or a takeaway from today's panel?
Yes, definitely. So first of all, it was such an honor to be part of your panel and also with the wonderful panelists that we had. And for me, it was just very inspiring to see, you know, men and the specific ways that they're unlearning toxic masculinity and leaning into positive masculinity by doing things like recognizing their own range of emotions and then making changes that we really need in society, like standing up to others who are exhibiting toxic masculinity. It's just so wonderful to see because, you know, as a cisgender woman, sometimes it's not as safe for us to do that. So I will do that work, but sometimes I think it does take, you know, other men to stand up. And I think they gave some great specific ways that are worth like watching in detail because it was, you know, very inspiring to see how they're doing those things. And I particularly liked Kevin's concept of being a buzzkill. Like, it's okay to be a buzzkill. Like, and as someone who challenges masculinity and like kind of embracing that, and that it's also that it's not necessarily about being perfect, but it's about unlearning, and it's a lifelong journey, and that there's this sense of like also becoming comfortable with discomfort because that's going to be part of this process. And sometimes it feels like two steps forward, two steps back, if you even want to call it a linear journey, because I don't even know if it's linear, but that it really is just this like lifelong process. And so it was just very awesome to see how people are doing that.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that. Also, I just want to say, like, it was really beautiful the way you brought up, at one point during the workshop, you brought up trans masculinity and non-binary masculinity and how that's reshaping a lot of things too, like bringing, including people of not binary gender in the conversation around masculinity. That's so important. It's so important. And I just appreciate you really talking about that and bringing that up. It's a huge topic for sure.
Thank you. It's very important, yeah, to be inclusive in this conversation. And masculinity affects us all. But yeah, when we're talking about, you know, exhibiting it, it's very important to include trans masculine folk in that conversation, you know, whether they're genderqueer, non-binary, or however they might identify. So absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, we've all grown up learning a lot of toxicity, regardless of gender. And so it's a lot of, like you said, unlearning, relearning things, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to say, I've already taken enough of Manajay's time today on a Sunday, but being a part of the panel, and you add a lot of insights, and I'm so appreciative. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And remind me, I pushed this little X up in the top corner, right?
Yes.
To get up. Okay. Just want to make sure. Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. So, you know, it was such a great panel. And again, I'm so honored to have the panelists. We did have Dr. James Gay, who also was on the panel, and he's amazing. He's a therapist in Los Angeles here. And, you know, I the purpose of these workshops that I'm doing is basically just to have a productive conversation around so many topics that feel like we can't talk about in some ways, or that we're going to be judged for talking about, or that we can't have an honest feeling about something or learn something new about these things that we just accept are just the way they are. You know, the first one was about intentions, setting intentions and boundaries. The second panel workshop I did was around queerness and what it even means to be queer and who decides who's most queer or who's the best queer person or what have you. And then this one was about masculinity and where do we learn these ideas of masculinity? And, you know, because there is some toxic masculinity, how can we learn healthy masculinity or positive masculinity? So there will be replays up that you can purchase, and I will have a special deal for those coming up. This is going on my podcast platform as well, so you can listen to this, the audio of this, on my podcast platform, which is the Dating Advice Girl podcast. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, just search the Dating Advice Girl, you'll find me. And that's all. I mean, I just thank you again to the panelists, and I can't wait for the next panel discussion. I don't know when it's going to be yet. It'll be in a few weeks. There's a lot going on for me for Valentine's Day popping up here every year. It's like my busy time of year, always leading up to Valentine's Day. But I hope you all have a beautiful Sunday, and I can't wait for the next discussion. And just, you know, keep having conversations and keep respecting everyone for where they are, and just respect yourself and be loving to yourself in your journey of exploration, because we're all evolving at different paces, and it's okay to be curious and want to learn more. So that is all, everybody. Happy Sunday, and I will see you all soon. Bye.